They pierced my hands and my feet. Verse 16. They pierced my hands. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. So they're all around him. They pierced my hands. Of course, that was to nail his hands to the tree. We could say he has holed hands because they nailed him to the tree. We know when that happened at Calvary. We know it was the Romans that did it. They were the ones who officially nailed him to the tree. He would have carried his own crossbar. The executioner's posts were already established in the ground there. They always stay there. The criminal or the one to be executed carried the crossbeam. So they would have nailed him to the crossbeam, and then it would have been fixed in position on the stake. The stake wouldn't have been very high. His feet only had to be a few inches off the ground. It was low down, but enough to suspend him between heaven and earth. But they pierced his hands. I want to think about that, his hands, this morning around the table. There's some debate about where the Lord was holed. Most pictures have him holed here in the center of the palm. But that would not have been the case because the fingers extend down to the wrist. And between the fingers there's nothing, there's only flesh. So to be holed there, the hand would have just tore with the weight. So he wasn't holed there. But at the wrist, there's a wee hole between the bones. Very hard to find. But an experienced executioner would know where to find it. Not a bone of him was broken. And he found the hole and straight there through the wrist. Or it may have been between the two bones. Forget the names of them and run down from the elbow. It may have been that he was nailed there. So it could have been the wrist or it could have been here. Top part of the wrist. Top of the hand. The thing about it is it's very painful. You might think that getting a nail through your hand isn't very painful, but in those places it would be very painful because there are nerves there, and the pain would have been excruciating. It would have been very severe. And so as part of his sufferings, he pierced my hands. Those hands are referred to in the Bible many times. They're heaped hands because the Lord Jesus said, my Father loves me and he's given all things into my hands. Even as we saw this morning, all authority. So they're heaped hands. And they're holy hands. We know that they're holy hands because he's holy and harmless and undefiled. And he lifted up his hands in prayer. Do you remember how whenever he was praying, he was leaving his disciples and he lifted up his hands. And they would have seen the scars, of course. And he blessed them. That meant he was praying for them. So his holy hands. But then there were also helping hands, weren't they? Many times we read about those hands, what they did. Remember how he broke the bread and fed the multitude? Then you remember how the mothers brought children to Jesus? Why? That he might lay his hands on them. And that, of course, is picturing prayer again. They wanted them to bless him, to put his hands on them and to pray. And that's what he did, do you? The Bible says he did. He laid his hands on them. No doubt inside himself he prayed for them too. As we should pray for the children. And then you remember the blind man in Bethsaida. Only one miracle was done in Bethsaida. You can visit Bethsaida today. It's a lovely place. Not much left, of course. It's just ruins. But Jesus took the blind man outside. And he put his hands on him, on his eyes. Used his hands. He says, do you see? He says, I can just see men as trees walking. Then he put his hands, it says, his hands again on his eyes. That was the only miracle the Lord did in stages for a particular reason in that man. But it was with his hands, his helping hands, all of his helping hands. And then you remember the leper. Nobody ever touched the leper. Oh, leprosy, leprosy, everybody get out of the way. But Jesus touched the leper. And then you remember the bent over woman, the woman who was doubled. It says he put his hands on her, always using his hands. And I'm sure there are other examples, just don't come to mind readily. But it was those hands that nailed, wasn't it? Those hands. It did so much. and nailed him to the tree. You remember how, and this is an amazing thing. You see, whenever we raise from the dead, are we going to be raised with, you know, broken limbs and scars? I don't think so. We'll not have any scars when we're raised from the dead. But the amazing thing about Jesus, he has the scars still. 5 bleeding wounds he bears. And after his resurrection, he showed them. He showed them, and a number of times it tells us about this, he showed them. And Luke, for example, in Luke it says, Luke 24 and verse 40 says, he showed them his hands. Why did he show them his hands? It's because he still had the scars. I remember Thomas said, except I see the hands, you know, the prints, I'm putting my hand on his side, I won't believe. So Thomas had obviously been informed, the Lord has risen, he's got the scars. And Thomas said, well, until I see them, I won't believe. So the amazing thing is this glorious resurrection, and yet he keeps the scars. He keeps the scars. The reason why he showed his hands was, of course, to prove his identity. I'm the one who was crucified. It's me. Proved his identity. But he also was reminding them of the work. You know, the one thing our Lord Jesus doesn't want us to forget is his death. He even keeps the scars to remind us. And throughout all eternity, we'll see those. Where did you receive those wounds? Oh, in the house of my friends. You know the story, don't you? So he bore the scars to all eternity. He's a wonderful Savior. He truly is. You know, I read the story recently of a wee girl with this eye closed. She didn't like people coming to the house because her mommy had terribly deformed and scarred hands. And she hated to see her mommy serve the tea and, you know, ministering to people when they come along. She was so embarrassed, so ashamed, even to go out with her mommy and her hands like that. But one day when she was old enough, she heard the story. Her pajamas caught fire, and her mommy just put them out, just the desperation to get them out, and she put them out with her hands, and she burnt her hands. And when she learned the story, there were beautiful hands after that. And her mommy was beautiful. And she loved her mama. And I think that's what our Lord says. I did it for you. My hands were burnt. I burnt my hands for you. My hands were pierced for you. For you. We might have to show him our hands. He showed them his hands. Can you show him your hands? What's on them? What have your hands done for Jesus? What fire have you ever put out for Christ? And got burnt. What have you got burnt for him for? Anything? Show me your hands. You know a man by his hands, don't you? Nice, hard working, soft hands. Your hands reveal you. Jesus' hands reveal him. They reveal his love.